Is he working tomorrow then? Brian's mill?
Yeah, he's working tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Where you say? Oh, Slade Green. Well, it's not far away.
No, it's not far. It's a bit awkward to get to. You've got to get buses and...
But it's getting dark first, I think.
He gets a 51 to Sidcup, and then I think he gets the train, I think.
He might be able to get the train, yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, get the train from Sidcup.
I don't know if he has to change anywhere. He might have to change at Dartford, I don't know.
He might be able to get a bus from Dartford. I bet he would do.
Uh-oh, here they go.
They're a couple of putters.
Oh, no.
They do play fighting, but... Frank makes a hell of a noise.
Them two?
Yeah.
Truffles and...
Him and Truffles.
And Frankie.
I call him Trouble, because he's... He's a pain in the arse. He gets up, he gets anything he can get hold of and knocks it all about.
Him and Frankie are partners.
Oh, nice.
Frankie does it.
That pretty little tabby one.
That's the mum.
Oh, behind. She's right behind. Oh, that's his mother, isn't
it? Oh, she must be terribly proud.
Nothing wrong
that's
with
her
that.
Crank. That's her big cranky son.
A big cranky gay son. She's on phone. See you later, love.
See you later, everybody.
Oh, are you going? Oh, right.
Yeah.
You're off, Millie?
All right.
Yeah.
Where are you going to work?
She's got work.
She's got to be at work at 7 in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, sorry, love.
The bus is on that early for together.
Yeah.
Mum might give me a lift, but yeah, they do.
They do. They start really early, the buses.
All right, then.
All right, see you later.
Hello, Millie.
See you later. Have a good day.
Hello, love.
Freckles.
Anything wondering?
What time is it?
Anything wondering? What just hit the button? I don't worry about it. But nothing really I want to watch about.
Celebrity moment.
Mm-hmm.
Most shocking celebrity moment.
Oh, who cares? Who's even interested in celebrities? I'm not.
Born Identity, that's a starlet.
What's that, a film?
Yeah, the one we were talking about earlier.
What's it called?
The Born Identity.
What one we were talking Minch. About? Oh, yeah.
Born on the 4th of July.
You work tomorrow then, are you, Connor?
Yeah. I'm off Tuesday.
You're off New Year's Day, aren't you?
Yeah, thankfully.
Are you open New Year's Day?
Yeah.
That's really stupid.
Mm. Sunday hours, but still.
You probably won't be able to get any trains up there anyway.
No, I think it should be.
Does your transport or... Bus or train, it's stopped near where you work?
Right? Yeah, it's right near the station, thankfully. It's right.
What your
plan? What, even when you get the new way?
Your shop's near the station.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes away. Yeah.
What about when you go to the Epsom Downs or wherever it is?
Bus drop. I'll be going to Stoneleigh.
Never even heard of that.
And getting the bus from there. Yeah, the bus drops me outside.
I think there's a place in Warwickshire called Stoneleigh. That's the only one I've never known. Oh, at least you get the bus right outside. Yeah. South Rosie Posy.
Fine. Just fine.
I'm bringing your tea in now.
Ronan.
Ronan.
Really, has gone home, Jill.
She knows.
Jill.
I know.
What are you
going
to say?
I'll sit next to her and then she puts her feet down.
Okay.
Keep your feet off the
side. Oh, shut up. I put them on my own. I put them on your father's.
The cover box on.
Yeah. It's on at 10, 10:15.
It's not a new one, is it?
It's a recap of the whole year.
Yeah.
Oh, the recap. Bits and pieces. They've had that on once.
Bits and pieces all the year.
That's a cop out. They do it in everywhere. They do it on the radio, all these programmes, best of the year and all that crap.
Oh.
Pardon me.
World's strongest man.
Sorry.
Hey?
World's strongest man.
Put it down there.
That's what we'll be watching for.
That makes me feel ill.
Yeah, it's just not.
Oh, not makes me feel ill.
Yeah? Easy. Can you put it on that little shelf, please? Thanks, Warren.
Shall I say that out?
Yeah. Oh, God. Have they been able to say thank you?
No.
No.
I've seen them.
There's one of them up there.
Was on the back of the settee. I don't know which one.
I think they're both up there, look, on the back of the settee.
Hello, you little bastards.
Coming in me here.
Your mother caused the trouble today.
The
engineer was a woman that came out to the boiler and she was frightened, terrified of cats.
Telling her I got there. Mum.
She was terrified.
Look, I think that's the two brothers up there, I think.
The engineer was a woman and she was petrified of cats.
Was she black?
No.
Because we had...
I know, I remember that. She was frightened of the dogs, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And Tosh, Tosh jumper. Yeah. She nearly shit herself.
What are you doing? Look at him. What's he doing? He's turning that page over with that book.
She's been to us before. She said, she came with.
What is it? What is that book?
Book on Surrey.
Oh, blimey. He's interested in that. He said, I think I came from Surrey. No, he said, I think Faversham's in Kent.
Who's that?
Frank.
Oh. No, he said... Yeah, Chantelle was on top of the boiler.
Oh, no.
And I had to keep getting her down, and then she wouldn't run out because she had nowhere to... She wanted to run into the dresser, but the woman was standing in the way, and I tried to tell her to move out the way, but she was terrified. She's been there before. She came with a bloke once. I said, this must be like coming to the House of Horrors for you. I said, there's four of them.
Oh, no.
But all the others were... Pinky was out, and Wacker was out, and Pinky was out. Not out, but Racka was out, but Pinky was in the house somewhere, and Candice must have hidden.
Mm.
And it was just Shont. And in the end, I had to get Ra to come and try and get, and he was trying to get make her get down, and in the end, she told him what to do, and he had to do it. From the boiler, yeah.
Oh, God. What was wrong with it?
Didn't the pressure. Yeah.
By the way, how's Eamon? Is he still working in it?
Fulham, yeah.
It's still there, is it?
What did you have for your food after all?
We had a lot of it was leftovers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had minted lamb, which is what he'd had for his Christmas dinner. Gammon. I had nut roast, which is I only ate a little bit because it's not very good for me. Which was left over from their and she had these camembert things. They were like fish cakes, only they had camembert inside. They were quite nice.
Where'd you get those from?
Aldi's.
Yeah. Did I get some of those?
Orange.
I think I might have got some of those. Where do they? How do they get to Aldi's?
I don't know. Is there not? Where's Aldi's? I don't know.
Might be one in Bromley.
Yeah, there might be. And then, I think it was Aldi's, I'm sure it was. And then we had mashed potato and pickles and different cheese and dips and coleslaw and these bubble and squeak things she made from the leftovers.
Did you like
them? Yeah, they were nice. I like bubble and squeak. I didn't have one, but they all did. Oh no, I think Ronan was. I think Ronan was the only one who had some, weren't you?
Dad had some.
Yeah, but you
didn't.
Brains didn't. He had Ouzo. But Eamon couldn't believe it. He was hysterical over it. He poured himself a pint of Ouzo. It was nearly the whole bottle, and it was 40%.
What was that now?
brains. He had a bottle of, nearly a whole bottle of ouzo.
Oh, that's strong stuff.
He got up this morning like nothing.
That's Greek.
That comes
from
Greece.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, Heyman thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And Connor and him played chess.
Hey?
Connor and Brains played chess, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is he any good
at
it?
Oh, Connor's so bloody cocky.
How am I?
And then we broke the news about his potential new...
potential new what?
Girlfriend.
Have you got a new girlfriend?
No.
It's not a girlfriend, but he's interested in her.
Oh, what, at...
At work.
She's got nobody.
Her name's Rosie.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, so do I.
Rosie Posey.
That's funny.
No.
Cozy Rosie.
How old is she?
Cozy Rosie.
How old is she?
15.
No, she's not. Don't say things like that.
She's my age.
She's waiting until she gets to 17.
No, she is 17.
Eh?
She is 17 and a half.
Oh, right, soon be
she's
you.
She's my age.
So she's a bit older than you.
What school did she go to?
Eh? She is at school, I think.
Is she?
She's in sixth form.
So why is she in the shop then?
Because she just works Sundays.
Oh. Oh.
Looks different to that, doesn't it? Though? Well, that's ups and downs. Oh, well, that's more cross-part now, isn't it?
Have you got any pictures of her?
No.
Does she on your Facebook?
No. No one's showed her.
We wanted.
Is it one sided?
What do you mean?
Your side, or is it both sides?
It's what both sides?
The interest.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I said, when are you bringing her to meet us? And what did you say?
What did I say?
Never.
Oh, did I? So that's usually my response.
Yeah.
Wedding bells.
Wedding bells.
Wedding bells. I don't think so.
He said he wants to have a child by the time he's 25.
Oh, good luck to you.
You'll be wishing you hadn't gotten it. No, I'm only joking. That's not true. But
thanks.
I
don't mean it like that. I don't mean it.
Fine when they're children.
No, I don't. No, I don't mean it like that. It's just that you don't realise how your life's not your own anymore. No, because no one tells you that. It's nice. It's lovely, but there's times when you haven't got really you can't really
just do what you like.
You can't do what you like anymore. You can't just
men usually do, but women can't.
You can't just have a lay in when you feel like it.
Yeah. If you're a responsible father, you take the responsibility the same as the mother. But unfortunately, I would say 75% of men don't.
Don't
what? Take the full responsibility with the wife or the mother.
The thing is, your father was working, so it is difficult when they're working. It's very.
Yeah, but they can mentally.
Oh yeah, they can. Oh yeah, but it's very.
They think it's a woman's job.
It's very tiring being at home all day with kids. It's lovely.
Your mother didn't.
Lovely, but I look back now and I think I wish you all
did. About the men that bashed up their wives.
Even if it was only the grandchildren that were little.
Did you see that the other time? I saw it. You weren't here. About.
Hello, who's this? Frank. Hello, Frank.
Women get bashed up. Like,
don't talk to me about that.
He feels a bit skinny. Is he lost weight?
Men go.
Oh, no. I know there are.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, I know there are.
Women that do beat men up. Good luck to them.
There's so many blokes that their black eyes and broken nose.
Do you think Frankie's lost a bit of weight? Mum.
Have I taken him out of the vets recently? I haven't, have I?
I don't know.
But I think his backbone. Yeah. He feels heavy when you pick him
but
up.
But you can feel his backbone a bit more. Truffles is fat, isn't he?
Eh?
Truffles.
Oh,
it's really fat.
He's on my lap now, look. He's a real little pudding now.
He's really fat. You fat bugger. His short little tail. Mm.
There's a big two or three of them in the country where men go. Loads and loads.
Well, I feel sorry for them because
they're probably the nice men.
I saw an awful woman once in Swanley.
Was she a...
what?
Jip.
No, I don't think she was.
Just rough.
She was absolutely I can't tell you how awful she was to her child. They were, the husband was frightened of her and the children were frightened of her. And I just don't know what it was. It was, she wasn't just shouting, it was something about her that was violent. It was awful.
She's probably on drugs.
Didn't look like that. She was just a very violent person. And I feel sorry for those children. I wanted to report her. And I thought if there was a policeman around, I would now. She was shouting at him.
Where was it?
It was Christmas time. I remember there was a Christmas tree out in the foyer place, and she was going, "Get in there, you!" And he was going along like that, and the kids were going along, they were terrified. And then about a week later, I saw them in when Prima's was up, still up there before we went to, and the little girl had terrible black bruises all down her face.
Where was that in Swanley?
Oh, some rough people
she
in
wasn't
Swanley.
Gypsy, but she was frightening. I can't even explain it. She was the most evil sort of woman I've ever come across, I think. I couldn't believe it. I was, in a way, I was frightened to say anything to her.
She'd probably knock your
teeth
out.
She probably would have done.
A program was only about a week ago, I swear. It says that two or three of them in the country refuge for men, believe it or not.
And that the police, man was frightened, don't
police we? Woman said we get more cases report of men being bashed up, especially when they get home from work at night, bashed up than women. Far more common.
I don't think so.
Well, they think,
I don't think
but
that, so.
But I think it's more common than we realise, because a lot of men are too ashamed. They say a lot of men are too ashamed to report it.
It's not more common than men women up. My God,
but
I know loads of women that have been beaten up.
What the police
more common than you realise.
It's more common because a lot of men don't report it because they're ashamed. That's what I've heard them talking about it.
Not that many tough women around.
Although, I don't know, nowadays I think there are quite a few. Round here there are, I think.
But they've not got husbands that are frightened of them. They've got bloody tough husbands as well.
Yeah, they're vile.
One case, a police woman said, something up in Lancashire, she pushed her husband down the stairs, broke his arm, his shoulder, he couldn't work properly. He's limp about because she kicked him in the legs and damaged his knee joints or something.
And I saw that girl that time, and I still wonder whether I can't remember now whether it was that James's mother, but it was a white girl.
James's mother? What, look, Josie's friend?
Yeah, a white woman speaking to a black bloke, pushing a pushchair, like he was a piece of shit and shouting it out. Absolutely vile. They were going along the avenue.
Mind you, Lucy attacked Lloyd in Bromley once. She jumped on his back. Going along, I was with her and Eamon's mother. And we went up, it was when he used to work up there, you know, before he moved to Orpington, because he didn't give her any money. She ran up the street after him and jumped on his back.
Who did that?
Lucy.
Lucy?
Yes.
Because Lloyd wouldn't give her any money.
That's when his mother said, why does she always go for black men?
She'd be turning her grave now.
She would with your father.
Yeah. And you.
Oh, yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Well, was she proper racist?
Well, not really. She wasn't a racist as in she didn't like people. She just didn't... I don't think she just agreed with them mixing.
Like interracial couples.
She was very old-fashioned Irish.
Because the people next door had one or two dogs. She didn't like them, did she?
No, she said they were
filthy.
And I
thought they were going to be awful. When I looked over the fence, they seemed a perfectly nice family.
Where?
Well, it was just a woman. She was on her own,
yeah.
I think, wasn't she?
Well, I mean, the dogs looked in good condition.
Where's that?
Next door.
Down where Amos, your
family. She was very, been brought up very strict Catholic and very...
We were.
Narrow-minded.
We went down there and we were going to have a meal and she... couldn't find the chicken and it was in the oven and she cooked it the day before.
Oh, God. And I had to stay down there with her.
She hated you, didn't she?
No, she didn't like me at the end.
That's all right. That's the only thing I can remember about her.
remember.
She thought she didn't. She didn't recognise me. She.
I remember, that's what I remember.
She thought I was a stranger, and she said, "What are you doing in my house? Get out my house."
Yeah.
In the middle of the night,
yeah.
Because we'd slept in her bedroom, and she was really. We shouldn't have been staying
they
with her.
They pushed you off.
Two blind people with two small children,
yeah,
with someone who's got dementia and who doesn't know what day of the year it is, or even whether it's day or night.
It was violent.
It was really horrible. And she was going to take Ronan out for a walk. And I had to, we had to fight and argue with her to stop it. I was terrified. I was going, no, you can't. No, you. And he was going, okay. You know, he was only about two. Okay. And I said, no, you can't go. No, 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 no. And I was saying, Eamon, stop her. She can't take him out. She doesn't know where she's going.
What if you let her just kill me?
Oh, no, she wouldn't have killed you. She might have just walked off and left you.
Well, she did that a few times when she was staying with you.
Well, she went... She's
gone for ages.
No, they got lost.
She?
That was before she got really bad. But there and Connor went... She took Connor to church when he was about four. And she did... And they couldn't find the way home.
I noticed when she was first going up. She was dishing the trifle
that's
up.
Eamon's
when
mum.
She was dishing trifle up...
Dead.
Oh, I first noticed it when she was dishing the trifle up at Whippendale. And she got the spoon and she was eating it and licking the spoon and putting it back
in. I think she might have done that anyway.
I never know she was going like that.
I think that...
What did she used to do?
The first time I remember her going funny was when...
The trifle, when she was dishing it up.
Was when Connor was...
And then licking the spoon.
We stayed down there at Christmas.
And then putting it back in the trifle for other people.
I've got a feeling she would do that anyway.
Anybody want one of these sweets?
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
They're two shops, they are, haven't they?
But she,
Amelia bought those for me.
The first time that she went... We noticed she was going funny was when Connor was... We went down there for Christmas when he was a year old.
Which is what you'll be saying about me.
Oh, shut up. And he took the back door key out. We think it was him.
Who?
And she you.
Yeah, I think
I'm a... And she you were only one and we found it on, eventually we found it on the bedroom floor, but I mean that was we didn't know she was going funny then, but so it was a disaster because we had two blind people and a baby and her trying to look for the key and it was because we couldn't get out the back door. The back door was locked and the key was gone.
She used to go out the back smoking, didn't she?
Well, we used to take the dogs out there as well. So, and then the next, she spent the whole time saying, yeah, you take the decorations, come down on the 12th night.
It was just your house.
No, her house. Decorations come down on 12th night. 12th night. Yeah, she told us again. You know, she started repeating herself. She told us about 20 times the day before Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The decorations come down on the 5th, and then the next morning I had to lay in bed, and because you know you don't, we know what it's like with kids. You don't very often get laying. Connor was still asleep, I think, in the cot, and your father went downstairs. Eamon went downstairs, and then the next thing it was What are you doing, Mum? And he came back upstairs. I said, what's the matter? She's taking all the decorations down on Boxing Day.
Oh, no.
She spent the whole day telling us they don't come down to the 5th of January on the 6th. And she took him down the next day. She went, that's it for another year. And he went, what are you doing, Mum? And then the next year,
Where were you doing then?
We were down in Sussex.
Sussex?
Yeah, where she lived, you know, New
Haven.
Where
she lived?
Yeah.
Holding up your place.
No. Oh. Then the next year she came up and stayed with us at Christmas time and we went down to Lucy's and they had to go home to feed the dogs and she was thinking she was going home to her house.
I remember.
And it made me come over funny. I had a funny turn over that because I was really anxious at the time about everything. And, you know, she
did in that carpet again.
Oh, no, he was doing it earlier. And she thought she was going to just go around the corner to her house and that she was going back to ours.
Where was that?
That was at Lucy's when she lived down this road.
Oh.
When she was staying with them for Christmas.
She stayed with us for Christmas.
Oh, I don't know.
You're a fat little pig, you are. Aren't you?
Did you used to get on with her?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did she have Alzheimer's or dementia or something?
I don't know, one or the other. She had something like that. No.
I think she had vascular dementia.
I think
she'd had lots of little mini strokes, hadn't she?
I don't think they really knew what was wrong with
her. They did say that, though. I remember that she'd had lots and lots of mini strokes and she hadn't realised she'd had them.
She was very...
Well, I've had them, they said I've had
you've only had two that you know of.
But I think she did have, like, Alzheimer's, I think, because she went really backward, like, she
well,
didn't...
Well, you do that with vascular dementia.
Because she didn't know how to eat or anything.
Well,
what about poor old Pop, didn't your father? When he went down
yeah, but that's what he had, vascular, didn't he?
No, he went down the shop one day with just a little
He never had any strokes that they knew of.
Didn't he, in the corner shop?
Oh, yeah.
Dixon's. All he had was a tiny little vest on. And he went in and the woman all grabbed him and said, oh, put a coat on and took him back home.
How
well, she used, I think she did things like that, went out
with
her father.
Shit in
hide it places.
The with curtains and things and hide them behind the radiator.
You don't, because you don't know what to do anymore. It's really awful. It's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing. Look.
My
problem is sick.
And he used to piddle in the kitchen as well.
Yeah, he said, I know the feeling. I'd do it up the back of the settee.
Who's that, Frank?
Dirty old bugger.
They was
but he didn't know you were doing it.
They said that there was a thing on the radio today saying if you cut down on alcohol, it reduces your risk of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Hey.
If you cut down on alcohol, it reduces your risk of dementia. Alzheimer's.
Who did?
That's what it says, and that's the latest research.
Yeah, what's it called?
It cuts down the chances of getting dementia.
If you give up alcohol...
Or reduce it and live a healthy lifestyle. I think it's pretty obvious, probably, really.
Oh, if you list all that, you mustn't eat cheese, chocolate's bad for you, must fucking hell.
Well, it is, fat's bad for you.
But mind you, there are some things in chocolate that are good for you. But...
Bad for you. Too much sugar, too much
salt. There is a lot of crap like that, because they say that chocolate's bad for you because it's got cholesterol and it's got this and it's got that, and then they say that it's good for you. It can reduce your... there was something recently that it could reduce you. Chances of heart disease or stroke.
There's so much yo-yoing back and
there
forth.
There is, that's the trouble. You don't know what to believe.
One says this and the next one says that. Yeah.
They say tea's bad for you and then they say...
And then they say...
I'm boiling.
I was going to say
I'm hot again.
And then they say exercise, people go out jogging. Oh, it's good for you, keeps you in order and all this. Now that's bad bus here, because see them steps going up the ICJ, I live up there, number... 69 or 59, whatever it was. It's the last house on the left as you go up there. She said, when you're passing, she gave me a wink. She said, when you're always calling for coffee. I've got a lovely coffee. Said, what sort of coffee do you like? I said, I don't really fucking want to have a pint of beer. She said, I haven't got any beer indoors. I said, no. I went, oh. She said, we're always calling. And you know, several times I walked by her and she was in the front, weeding, bending over, and I thought, fuck you, I'll keep going. And I'll see
she'd
her.
Probably just mean a cup of coffee. She thought, oh, he looks an old bugger, he's harmless enough.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
She's still there, what number was she?
Connor!
Joking.
No, she literally got my arm and pulled me down next to her like that, literally. Oh. And the rest of the bus, not a soul on it, so there was not as if there was a shortage of seats. And she said, I think she's 59 or 60, I can't remember now, not that old world anyway. She said, which way do you got to go? I said, don't worry about me, because I've got off at the same stop as her, see. I said, I'll go, just roundabout. I said, roundabout, which roundabout? I said, no. You're trying to ask the same where I come on.
What time, what's the name, have we missed it?
What?
Gogglebox.
10:15.
Oh, you got half hour, yeah. Like, you saw that, you know that Dick Emery, or you are awful, you remember that bloke?
Yeah.
He came in, rings a bell.
Dick Emery, he used to dress up as a woman. And it's
well, so many blokes who dress up as a woman.
Yeah, but this was when that wasn't so common.
It wasn't really common in it.
He used to say, you are awful, but I like you.
And he saw one yesterday, it was on the Palladium show.
Really
and you
right
saw him walking down the street like that, and this bloke came up and said, oh, do you, it was only because it was seasonal. He said, do you celebrate Christmas? And I went, oh, yes, I do. He said, do you like a turkey? And he said, oh, I do, I love a turkey. Yes, I love a turkey. And he said, the bloke looked at him and he said, I like a nice plump bird myself. And she said, boom, you are awful. She knocked your floor flowers. He was
but
funny.
I like you.
He always used to say that.
And then he used to walk off and trip over his flowers.
Yeah, trip over the paper's eye. He was funny. He was one of the first. Now he was funny. Now it's common as dirt. They all do it now. Yes, I like an odd plump bird myself, she said. It's the way she used to look at him. Awful. She put it, there was a flower stone sitting there, knocked him right across the floor. Oh, it's funny, that.
Is Gogglebox on tonight, then?
Yeah. It's the best of the year.
It's the best of the year, but it's also the repeat. It was been on over Christmas before.
He feels really skinny.
You pick him up, Melanie, and feed it.
It's after looking at all the others, I think, because they all look fat. He's heavy.
Because the vet, when I used to take him up to the vet, they were absolutely shocked because he used to weigh about 13, 14 pounds.
You big bastard.
So he does now because he's lost a bit of weight over the years. But
I think it's after looking at all the others because they're all short and fat. And like, I mean, Truffles is short
Truffles
and fat,
is
and
really fat.
He's really fat, and Squirt's quite fat, isn't she?
Squirt? No, I don't think Squirt's really fat.
Oh. Not Truffle. Not none of them are like Truffles. I don't think.
The biggest one is this one.
Who's that? Joey?
No.
Billy.
Can't put your hand out.
Who's that? Violet.
She's a big cat. She is.
That's a big cat.
Oh, he's a big cat.
Who's that? Joey.
Big framed.
Who's a big cat, Connor? Truffles.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just fat. He's not that big, really. He's fat,
no,
isn't
he's
he?
Small bone,
he's quite small.
And,
I remember once when I was coming up from the airport, I think the very first time I was on leave.
I've heard this so many times, Rob. I know what it's going to be.
No, you don't.
I do. It's when your was it when your father died?
No, I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing to do with it.
I
was coming across London. I crossed the train at King's Cross, got a bus across London. And I thought, I've got the Charing Cross, I was going to take the Charing Cross. And I thought, I've got about an hour. There was a delay on the line, working on the line, it was about late an hour. I went in the station.
Those claws are horrible.
Bloke said, your next train, you've got about an hour, mate. He said, have you got any time to spare? I was in Air Force uniform, I've got my kit bag and everything. Fully kicked it up, right?
Hey, Truffles.
So he said, have you got any money? I said, this is one of the, you said, Portland, them days. Don't have any, you know. He said, there's a nice little pub round the corner. I said, diving there. I'll tell you, I had about 4 shillings. That was a lot of money in there. 20 pence now. So I went in this pub. And when I went in there, the bloke said, what do you want, mate? I said, I don't know your beer's here. Anyway, a pint of this. I love a pint of that. And this woman must have seen me come in. Unbeknown to me, it was like a big pillar on this, it was a very posh pub, all beautiful Victorian mirrors and all that. And she was sitting round the corner, I could see her legs sticking out, swinging on the stool, sitting on the stool. And when I went to pay for my money, she only had four bob, three and a tenner, I think it was. I went and gave him a shilling for it. It wasn't even that, it was ninepence, I think, in old money. And he pushed me money back, he said, no. I said, what is that, free? I said, it was free, is it? He said, lady there's paid for it. Very nice. So I got this pint of beer. I said, which lady? She said, just round here. This is in about dinner time, right? I said, thank you very much, madam, for the... Oh, you're more than welcome. You're in the armed forces, aren't you? I said, well, I'm in the Air Force. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, one of our boys, yes. She said, I'll have a little word with you in a minute. I said, oh, okay. So anyway, I drank this pint of beer down, and it was... And I thought, well, fancy another one. So anyway, I said, some ago, mate, said the barman. So he pulled it up again, started down this second one. And once again, I put my money, he said, lady, pay for
it. Is this a joke?
No, he said, God, may I never draw another breath. May I never draw another breath. This is God's honest truth. I've been kicked back a lot. Anyway, so I was having a drink, and she said, called running a young man, airman. Called me airman. Young man, airman. I said, yes. So you can bring your beer round here. It's very, very posh. So I went round and he said, she's calling you round. He went to me, the barman went to me, you'll be all right. Because she couldn't see what he was doing. It was like a big column with all beautiful prints and old photographs and like down it. So I went round, she said, look, young man, you're very, she was dripping in gold and earrings and I'm not bullshitting, and rings all over her thing. And she wasn't a youngster. And she'd have been about, well, I was 18, so that's
don't look Lloyd, see,
she'd have been, she would turn 60 anyway. And she said, come close to me, young man. And she alleged, all those posh, I would see the dress she had, very wealthy. All these rows of pearls.
Get to the point, Rob.
Anyway, she said, I've got a proposition to make to you. This true, this is not a lie or joke, I'm telling you. I've a proposition for you, young man. I said, yes, what would that be? She said, look, she said, I'm a very, very, very wealthy woman. I said, oh, yes. And...
but I'm also on the case.
No.
That's what I've got it all.
She said, I'm a very, very, very wealthy woman. And she said, and there's a man comes in here frequently, most about this time. She said, he's an older man, a lot older than you. I said, yes, she said. And he's after me and my money, but it's more of the money he's after, my money. I'm a very wealthy woman. And she opened her bag up, which I think is the most stupid thing to do, and she had a handbag, big damage. It was wads and wads and nothing, there's nothing like it. Most people like have a checkbook and that. But there must have been thousands, even in them days. Oh, she just let me have a look at it, like. I said, oh yes, so what am I supposed to do? She said, well, this man comes in, he's after my money.
She said, carry it around with her.
She said, I want you, when he comes in, just, this is on, we're called not very posh here, Northumberland East, right near Trafalgar Square.
Northumberland Heath? Is that another Northumberland Heath thing?
No, it's a very big posh area, that is.
Well, there's Northumberland Heath over at Eras, isn't
there? Oh, it's nothing to do with you.
That's what I've just said. Is there another hot Northumberland Heath?
There's probably fucking thousands around the country to look. But anyway.
It's nice to dismiss you and make you look like you.
No, I'm not.
That's a nasty
thing. Anyway, she said it could be due any time now. It's usually about this time. It's
hurry up, Rob. Don't keep drawing it, stretching
what
it out.
What I want you to do, you take him outside and give him a thorough good bashing up, I said. Me? Take him outside? I don't even old man. It's me in my uniform. I shall be arrested. I said, anyway, I wouldn't do it anyway. I don't know the place. She said, but he's after my money. I said, well, I'm sorry. I can't help that. I said, I wasn't very fluent in speaking then, but I thought, well, she put herself in the situation. She'd probably flash on buying him drinks and that, and he looked on her. She said, I want you just... She said, if you take him down there, there's lots of little pathways. You can take him down there, make out talking to him, and then take him and give him a bloody good hiding. I said, I can't do things like that. I should finish up bloody in the police station. I said, me in the uniform as well. Air Force, you must be joking.
She was on the game,
so,
I think.
So she showed me in her bag, she said, look, woods and woods and notes, like, it all stacked in the bottom.
Yeah, but she was probably on the game and he was somebody she'd been with and she didn't want him anymore.
And she said, look, I've got the means, I'll make it well worth your while if you give him a damn good thrashing.
All right, hurry up, Rob, you said that 10 times.
So
now.
I said, let me think about it, because I was to have my beer around the corner. I went round and the barman went to me like, pointing his head, she's a nut, bit of a nutter. Like, I drank my beer and I said, fucking trains, I'm going to be all right with my train. I was out that door like a flash, but she didn't see me, I was gone. Mm. Cool, hang on, remember her, she's back. That's true. That is.
I think she was on the game herself and he was one that was giving her a truffle.
I don't know.
We'll never know.
No.
No, I didn't want to find out.
She was 6 foot under a long time ago.
Yeah, take her out.
Oh, God.
Eh?
She might still be on the game.
No, she might be older than him then. And he's old now.
She's not.
That is...
She'd probably be over 100.
That's over 60 years ago.
Yeah. And she was old then.
Like those ones
she'd
that were on that programme. Did you see that programme?
What?
With the, those...
My gran the stripper, my gran the prostitute, no, what was it?
I can't remember what it was called now. It's about these women in their 70s, she was 80 something.
85.
She was a
I
prostitute.
I know, I read about them.
Oh.
Make you feel sick.
Yeah.
Woman come at them. Woman come at me a few months ago. She said, "Here, mate, do you fancy a bit on the side?" I said, "Well, what, you moved it?"
Oh.
My acquaintance joke.
No, it took me.
You like that?
That's a good one.
I feel you like that.
It's one of them purring.
Is it Tabitha?
Is that Tabitha?
Mm.
I don't think so. She's only little, isn't she? Mm. Tabitha?
Well, she makes me laugh because she's not proud of anybody. She'll sit on my lap all purring and that, and the cat will come up thinking it's going to make a fuss of me. She just quickly goes boom in their face and they.
That sort of thing Whacker does.
Not very
That's
nice
what he does.
At all. Are you? Not very nice at all sometimes. Oh, come on. Come on, black boy. Come on. Oh, it's the other black boy.
Is that the one like Candice?
Oh, no, this is Violet. Oh, sorry. Who's this one?
There's another one down there now.
Who's this one? I think this is Joey.
Candice. He's not the one that looks like Candice, is he?
Yeah, Joey's got the
sticky. Oh, I always get confused. I always think, I don't know why.
It's Billy that's...
Hey, what a lot
he's there.
Hello?
He's got coarse coat.
Yeah, that's what I'm recognising.
Like Violet's lovely, smooth.
They, I mean,
I had a funny dream last night. I dreamt.
Candice has got a nice coat, and Shonce is a bit rough like that.
Mm. I dreamt that I think I lived in your house, but it was a bigger garden, and I had a.
Joey!
I'd rescued this. Tiger cub.
Oh my
only
god.
It was a leopard,
pinky.
Really. It was a leopard.
No!
And it was about the size of a Tosh. A bit smaller, finer.
Who's this? Violet.
And it loved me. It was lovely in this, and I was feeding it and that. And I thought, I'll let it out in the garden. And I was out there for a while, and I thought, I can't see her. I'll see him. It was a broad male. I thought, I can't see him. When I went out there and I went round the side gate, there was a big space underneath your gate. That's what somebody was saying.
Yeah,
that
it was about
day.
Jimmy.
And I was like, oh no, it's gone up the road.
Mind
and
you, we'd probably climb over it anyway, couldn't
we? Yeah. I went running out the front and I shouted out, Tiger! Tiger! And it looked round, it was right, I could see it right in the distance. And it turned round and it came running up to me.
Oh.
I was thinking... Oh, I'm so pleased you remember me and you came back. Thank God for that, I was thinking, because I've got to protect this and find somewhere for it to go, because it was a wild animal.
Joey! I've got your cranky sister and cranky mother. You got what?
I got beaten up by a bunch of black people.
Who?
Me.
It was your cousins.
In my dream.
Oh, you dreamt it?
Yeah, outside of a... Chinese takeaway.
Oh, God, a mixture of nationalities there. Oi, do you mind?
I bet that was because I was saying about them adopting a Chinese baby and having one of each in the family.
Who's adopted a Chinese baby?
Well, Dad said that...
They've talked about it, but they're too old. They won't let them adopt, I don't think. I don't think they're, you know...
Well, they let Pietra adopt.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. True.
She's 47. They might. It's the trouble is, they can't see, can they?
I know people that have adopted.
Rob, don't! No, don't do it. Come on then, don't be so silly.
Oh, blimey.
I want to go to the toilet.
I
would have gone out there at one time, but since he bit me that time, I'm more wary of him now.
He's never bitten me.
Yeah, but you haven't lived with him.
Well,
Do you ever need to joke?
They tried to take things off of him.
Yeah, I'm not that focused.
Joe put his hand out. When you put your hand out, if he's in a nasty mood, that's what I did. I was giving him a treat with one hand like this. I had the treat in my hand like that. And I didn't know where he was, so I put my hand out to feel his head like that. And he thought the other hand was going to take the treat. And he went... and I went... Oh, dear. What? There's four black ones. Frankie.
Frankie's up
there. It used to be Sid.
Yeah, what happened to Sid?
He died. He was really old. He was about 20 and Tramp. Is he still out there? Oh my God, there's time. Oh, what would we do?
We've got to stay here all night.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
I would hit him. I would beat him or something. Make him unconscious.
Hope they've taken that mat away now.
Why don't we just get rid of it?
Come and have a look out there.
Can't have anything.
It's something he persistently gets.
Just be put down.
I don't say that. He's lovely,
horrible.
Really.
Sorry, but I hate him.
Why?
He's horrible.
Why?
Is the mat still there?
No.
Oh, I'm coming out to the toilet now. I didn't record him going for Crantac, but I caught him going, I don't know if he'd pick it up from in here. All Crantac's jokes are on there. Probably offended all my followers. I'll have no followers left.
Oh, no,
oh, terrible. I know, the beer barrel.
The keg.
The keg. It is like a keg, I think. It's a small one, it's a mini one. It is a real one, it's just small. All the cat's hairs make my nose itch.
Oh,
yeah, hello! Hello! I'm not letting him in. Hello! I hear you being very naughty and I didn't like the sound of that growling.
Watch it.
Get
out! Oh, he's just about to dive behind you.
Right. I'm going in the end. You're not following me, mate. I won't. Okay, we'll give a pause in this. Hello. Hello. I hear you've been very naughty and growling and going for people. Oh, I don't think it's very good, do you? It's not very good and you're very fat. Don't eat my hair. You're a very fat boy. You're a very naughty, naughty fat boy, aren't you? Oh, don't jump up and lick my nose. You're all nice. Oh, you're so fat. You look so fat. You're very naughty and very vicious when you've got something. You're a very vicious, naughty boy, aren't you? You're a very vicious, naughty boy. Very vicious, naughty boy, aren't you? You are. Anyway, I'm going back in here. Oh, I'll come and see you again in a minute. I've got to get in without him getting in here now. Out you go. Stay there. He does look fat, doesn't he, Pood?
It's because his fur on
it. Well, the door's open.
No, it's not. Don't wind me up. Lammy's fat.
I love these.
Debbie gets treats from him.
Debbie Fairweather.
Debbie Fairweather.
When? 1960, when you were newly married and you were impressing me?